You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
You know those family Christmas cards you get?
I do, yeah. I'm aware.
A buddy of mine, and I've known their family for a long time, his mom and dad have sent those out for years. And he is the eldest. He and his wife have a family. Some grandkids. They're the only grandkids for the family. Okay. And then he has two younger siblings. And so the Christmas card came, and when I saw it, I kind of chuckled because Dave wasn't on it.
Okay.
Dave. But it was one of those Christmas cards where there's photos of everyone else important in their life. Hmm. Like his younger sister was on it. His little brother and his, I think, fiance were on it.
Are they still kind of hangers on, though? I mean, it's not like he's got
no
a, he's
one
got
lives
a
at home.
Oh.
And no one lives far away.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Their two dogs and their cat each got a square.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
And so did Dave's two kids, the grandkids, who were in the photo with Dave's wife.
And he's the only one
everybody,
on there.
Everybody.
Oh, I thought his family was left out. Just him.
Wow.
Just him.
Oh, that's an oversight because they put too many people in there.
It
on
was.
Their Christmas card. They just forgot because he's forgettable.
Sucks. They
and they don't like
the story was because so when I got it, I'm like, geez, Dave.
Where you at, buddy?
You're the only person I know, so that's the person I was looking for.
This was you know how sometimes you make the you make a joke to someone and then you go, oh my God, what if it's true? So I sent him a photo of the Christmas card a while ago, and I said, geez, Dave, you having an affair? Why do your parents hate you? And then I thought, Dave wouldn't have an affair, would he? Does his family actually hate him?
That.
Oh, that was a bad text. Unsent. Too late. So I talked to him this weekend, and he said his mom and dad called him after they printed it, and they're like, hey, you know how your mom loves to do Christmas cards? Yeah. Well, when you see the one this year, you're going to notice that you're not on it. He's like, I'm not on it? And he goes, that's no big deal. And, he goes,
that's
and,
not
this,
my
and his dad said, everyone else is on it. He's like, oh, everyone? Yeah.
Like everyone.
Yes. So they got
well,
it printed
I'm still
and his mom
than
was.
The cats. Well,
no,
Dave,
didn't
no.
beat the pets.
Sorry, no, the cats made it.
So what were you left out of? His mom is still apologizing. So
okay.
1-800-947-3979. This text, I was left out of the eulogy for my dad at his funeral. That sucks. Like, you know how,
yeah.
like at the eulogy, they'll like say, and his beloved son and him had this experience together, whatever.
I remember my senior year of college. I took a class that I didn't even need to take in order to graduate. I would have had enough credits without taking this class at all. But I really liked the teacher, and he said, trust me, this class, like you're just going to want to take this class. It's a lot of fun. I think you'll benefit a lot from it. You're going to do really well in this class, and it's going to give you some good real world experience.
Okay.
Because he was the executive producer of one of the big like news networks.
Okay.
So he had a lot of contacts in the industry and everything. So he's like, this could get your,
this,
you know,
yeah, this is a good start.
I can help you get your foot in the door somewhere. And I was like, sweet. All right. I don't need to take this, but I'm going to take it. So it was one of those classes where you were paired up with somebody for the entire semester. Every project that you did, you worked directly with this partner. Well, I got paired up with the guy that I don't know if he needed to take the class or not, but he acted like he didn't because he never showed up. never did any work. So the class for me that should have been the easy A ended up being my most stressful class of my college career. And it was the day before you could drop a class before it affects, you know, your GPA or whatever.
Because
there's a drop date every semester.
Yeah.
The day before, I emailed the professor. I said, look, I'm out. This is too much work. I don't need it. He emailed me right back within a minute. He's like, please do not drop the class. I'm going to make good on this. By the time next week comes around, I will have it all figured out. Don't worry. So I'm like, all right. All right. I trust him. I'm going to let him make it good. So he reworked it. So I didn't have this partner anymore. And I was now like the host of this show that we were going to be producing for the campus TV, like the college TV station.
Right.
And I was like, all right, this is not bad. It's a little bit more work, but, you know, I'm also getting...
So look at all the prestige.
Look at a little higher, a little higher profile. Okay. All right. So I do it. We finish. I remember being in like the control room as the credits start playing on our show. And I was like, man, this is great. This worked out great. And I'm watching those credits roll by and I'm like,
just waiting for executive producer.
Maybe they'll put me at the bottom. Maybe I'll have my own slide at the bottom and it'll say,
introducing.
We couldn't have done this without. And there's a picture of
Big
me.
Big shot, Steve.
And I did not get mentioned in the entire credit roll. And I was so pissed. And I looked at him and he's looking at me like smiling, like, yeah, you nailed it. And I was like, you didn't even put me in the credits. And he was so embarrassed. Oh,
that would feel bad.
Oh, that was bad.
1-800-947-3979. What did you get left out of? This one. My entire family was left out of my grandmother's funeral pictures. My cousin put together the photos, and if you saw it, you would have thought she was always in her 70s and she was always sick.
Yeah.
That is a drag.
Yeah.
That is a drag. Let's see.
Oh, every piece of copy ever sent by any radio station, including our own our home station.
Yeah. He was left out of those.
Yeah.
Microphone counts for night shows. You have been left out on that one.
Chair counts for night shows. Like power strip counts for night shows. Anything.
The basics.
Yeah.
This one, at an awards breakfast, awards were given out in our production in our company for most production for the quarter. My boss was left out, and he was the number two person in the company for production. That's kind of a drag.
Ooh.
I was left out of the family vacation. My sister had a softball tournament in Wisconsin, so her and my parents also went to the Dells. I was told, stay home and watch the dogs.
What?
That's brutal.
Mm.
This one, in third grade, I was left out. We took a field trip to the Mall of America, and my mom was apparently the only one who forgot to give me any money. So while all the other kids were going on rides and eating everything, I was standing in front of pizza in a cup or whatever it was.
Holding purses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long's that?
Yeah, I was left out of rides at Cedar Point because I didn't want to be on the rides.
Right, yeah, that was your own doing.
So I held purses. Yeah, I was that guy.
You were the purse tree.
Yeah.
Just put them on me.
It's fine. No worries, guys.
God, this one's brutal. I was left out of family vacation to Orlando. They didn't even tell me they were going. I saw them all there on Facebook saying, what a good time for the family.
How close...
It just says my family. I assume it means like, I assume that's a grown up and all of their siblings and mom and dad.
Yeah, probably.
Awful. Especially if you thought everything was fine.
Yeah.
Because then you'd be, how long do they always do stuff without me? Like, did they hate me?
Yeah. Is this just the one time I found out about it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going on all the time?
Chances are all the time.
Yeah.
This one. In college, I got braces on my spring break, and then my family went to Puerto Rico the next week without me. Because of the braces, or just unrelated?
Yeah,
are you not allowed to travel with painful teeth?
Yeah, I mean, who wants to go to Puerto Rico with an ugly person?
Yeah, I don't want to take old brace face with us. We're trying to get some.
Yeah, you got jacked up teeth.
I don't understand the correlation.
Yeah.
That's not fair
at all.
They won't
let you into San Juan with a mouth like that.
This text, I was left out of my ex-wife's plans for the future. That happens.
Yeah. I was left out of most vaginas.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. I wasn't even on the list of, I was left off the list for consideration. Oh, this one's bad. Oh, Maynard, I'm sorry for you. At my brother's wedding, I was the only family member not asked to be in the family picture at the wedding.
What's the relationship?
Brother.
Wow. It's one thing to, like, not be in the wedding. Sometimes that's the situation, and it's fine. Like, I wasn't in my younger sister's wedding.
Yeah.
Fine. No big deal. They had plenty of friends to fill those spaces. But if they did a family photo and I wasn't that would hurt. That wouldn't feel good.
What were you left out of? 1-800-947-3979. A lot of families leaving people that thought they were in good standing with the family out. For example, this one. I was left out of my family's vacation to Orlando. I found out on Snapchat because they were all posting photos from it. And he or she writes, I called my mom and she lied to me that they weren't all there. And then she admitted, well, they were there, but not her. And then I finally said, Mom, I can see you in the photos. And then she admitted it.
What a weirdo.
That's awful.
That's just stupid.
Again, like we said before, if you think the worst part of that is if you think you're in good standing with the family and then they find out, oh, they hate me.
Well, and sometimes they're situational where it only takes one person in the family not to like you and then they can like leave you out of like a eulogy.
Yeah.
But a vacation, that's multiple people planning those
behind
things.
Your back.
Yeah.
Don't tell.
That one, then it's probably you.
Okay, this is a twist on being left out. My wife planned an amazing surprise party for me. This text from the 917. She planned it so well that I believed I made the plans. I thought we were meeting a couple of friends of ours for dinner at my favorite restaurant. As we pulled into the parking lot, I see through the window and spot a really good friend of mine, thinking, oh, cool, I'll see another friend. As I walk farther past the window, I see almost all of my friends sitting together. I immediately get pissed off because I think they all made these plans without me, and we just happened to go to the same restaurant. Turns out they were all there for me, so when I walk in, I'm ready to call them out, and they yell, surprise! I have never felt so stupid. Thank God you didn't walk in and scream at them like, how dare you leave me out?
Oh, well, but what probably happened is one of them noticed you and went, oh, Jesus, dude is outside. We gotta, this is gonna be bad. We gotta, like, let's pretend like we planned it. They're already done with half their food. Their drink's gone. Surprise! Oh, love me.
That'd be brutal. Have you ever been left out, Hot Wings?
Yes. I was.
Everybody has.
I was left out of being invited to your wedding.
Oh, yeah. Anyone else?
I know that feeling. Aw.
I'm sure I have, but I just kind of block that stuff out of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I really do.
Like, I'm sure there are lots of times.
Like when somebody says, what's an embarrassing moment? I have a hard time thinking of them. Because,
it's hard to pick one.
Because I'm very good at blocking them out. Like, I don't like it, so I just pretend like it never happened, and then I forget about it over time. But I remember one time, though, at my grandmother, this wasn't me, it was my dad. It was similar. It's easier for me to remember other people's than mine, but my dad got left out of my grandmother's eulogy by his sister.
His sister?
Yeah, well, there's some contention.
They've had
there.
Some, yeah. And, I remember you saying
so,
that.
So, yeah, it was like a thanks to this person, and he was great with mom, and this person, and this person, this person, and he was never mentioned. He did like 80% of everything. I was like, we were all sitting there going, this is just ridiculous. We were all seething.
Is there any family that can't be destroyed by parents passing away and people getting petty? Sure there are, but it seems like
even when you think you've got your things in order, it's it only takes one to jack it all up.
In my own family, my mom and her brother didn't really speak for years, and they both probably thought they had great reasons. I'm pretty biased. So I'm on my mom's side, obviously. And then in my dad's family, no one ever acknowledged any hard feelings, but one uncle didn't make a lot of appearances at family get-togethers. Mm-hmm. When he did, everything was fine.
Yeah.
But that's the Midwest way of, hey, sports are good.
Yeah.
Weather's fine. Let's go home. Mm-hmm. Here's a casserole.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
I had a girlfriend who was upset with me. We had like a little tiff or whatever, and I didn't realize how much it had bothered her because I was like, whatever, we exist in the same friend group. We weren't super close at the time, so I just thought this will pass. At some point, we'll have a conversation. Up until the point when that conversation happened, I realized I wasn't hearing, like when we were planning normal like little vacations where we'd go to the beach or go up to the mountains. And I texted one of my friends and I said, hey, this is usually the weekend that we go to so-and-so's beach house. Are we still doing that? And they were like, oh, yeah, we are. But this person planned it. And it's the person who was upset with me. And I was like, dang, it makes sense why she wouldn't include me. But I'd been going the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when I reached out and I said, hey, bud, like, I just want to make sure we're cool because these are things that I do enjoy being a part of.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, we're fine. Why? And I'm like,
oh,
well, I mean, had I planned this beach party weekend, I still would have invited
you. She's going to make you say it.
Yeah. And then they did a mountain weekend and, you know, 4 or 5 months later, and it happened again. And my friends reached out and said, hey, just so you know, this is being planned and you are being left out of it. And I was like, what do I do? Do I like call her? Do we talk it? How do we talk this through? And we ended up doing it. And that's what pushed us to do it. But man, being left out of those 2 weekends and friends being like, we know that y'all don't really get along. It's like, it was just one awkward argument that we had. I feel like we could have maybe squashed this before being left out, but it's fine.
I'm really surprised that she left you out the second time after you said, hey, I really like you brought it up to her.
Oh, yeah. She just wasn't ready to have the conversation yet. And I also didn't realize how badly I had hurt her feelings. So when she told me, I was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. When I said that, I can totally see how it sat with you that way.
When I said you were a rat-faced bee, I thought dang, it was funny.
Dang. No, it was more of a thing where we were all paying for something, and I didn't think she had paid. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, I don't think so-and-so paid her part. And it was just embarrassing for her because she was on the side going through other things where she was falling behind on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that I had done that. It was totally my bad. And once she told me, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry I did that. And we've been closer ever since, which is great. But, oh, I was like, please forgive me so I don't get left out of things. I'm starting to feel like a loser.
Right. It's hard not to.
I know.
It doesn't matter how secure you are. That's going to get to you fast. This text, when my grandma was sick, she was pretty sure she was going to go, so she made video recordings to everyone to be sent to them for their birthday the next time. That's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you know, this, whatever. She forgot mine. And someone realized it at the last second, so when I got it, it was her struggling to remember my name, and she was no longer, you could tell, not quite as viable as the other ones. Mm-hmm. And then she adds, I'm the middle child, and my grandpa always forgets I exist, and he's still with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's that middle child syndrome, that's not an accident. I mean, I wouldn't know. I was obviously the favorite, the youngest, and sort of the only. Because everybody else was so much older. But Howings, you know how it is.
Oh, I definitely know how it is. I was left out of getting a happy birthday or birthday card from my grandparents when I turned 16. I'll never forget that. I mean, I don't ask for a lot. I mean, it's not a big deal, I guess. But, I mean, geez, it would have been nice to get a card or a call from my grandparents that lived 2 miles away. Hey, that'd have been all right. But they were like that.
Let's see. This one. I was the best man in my best friend's wedding. He was marrying someone that was a very close friend of both of ours. We had known her since we were about 3 years old in daycare. Just weeks before their marriage, he was cheating on her, and I knew about it.
Ooh.
I agreed not to spill the beans at all before the wedding, but I told him I needed a commitment from him that he was going to stop, or there was very little point in me being the best man at a wedding that was going to be so obviously unfaithful. He promised, so I was the best man, and then didn't speak to him for 18 years after the wedding. He just acted as if I died. They were divorced 5 short years later, as you might have guessed. So,
yeah, way to ruin both of your friendships, dummy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, so he really got the short end of the stick on that one.
Turns out families like to leave family members out, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.